what I'm trying to bring to the school is that some of them don't really see it as relating to anything but drawing, but then I try and bring it to them that, you know, you can get a design job out of it, you can do this. And so particularly with like some of the boys, I show them, okay, like the PlayStation websites and stuff, because like, well, how do you think they make these characters? How do you think they
the backgrounds
this?
Of the computer goes, games?
Yeah, so I bring that and then I put in animation into some of the workshops that I do with them, so they can relate to it. So that if they are learning about a particular artist of like the, you know, 18th century, then they're going to do something bit more contemporary with that person's work. But then it's also trying to make it relevant where they have contemporary artists of today, and also learning about, like, you know, European artists that have come across the board.
Yeah, so, definitely.
That's what I'm trying to do.
I think perhaps schools are opening up more to include artists, or kind of bringing fresh ideas.
Yeah.
To the school,
yeah.
I think it's a good thing.
Depends on the head, you know. I mean, at the end of the day, it's like if they want, because at the moment it's gaining a special art status, so they do want a lot of, you know, involve a lot of people and bringing people in, and then just, rather than just being in the restricted area of the classroom where they have people coming in and performing or have something going on, so it's getting a bit more.
And also maybe taking them out then and showing them where art can take them, whether it be a contemporary gallery or to a college and saying this is what young people are doing.
You know, but then that's why I try and put the focus, it's not just art, it's art and design.
Just resonance coming through there.
So, you know, art and design is valid.
Because, I mean, we discussed previously on another programme that for black parents, though my mum was maybe not, I'm kind of generalising now, but a lot of black parents don't encourage art and don't encourage these kind of creative subjects because they're not going to bring home money. They're not going to give you a career in the future. You know, it's a hobby.
Yeah,
it's not a job.
Right.
It's a hobby.
Yeah.
And but my mum now has seen, you know, my mum, you know, she's seeing that, you know, this is something that I'm taking seriously, and it's down to the individual how seriously they take it and how. But it could be a hobby, it could be something serious, it could be for fun, it could be a short course, it could be.
It could also be something to help you with the more academic stuff.
Yeah, it
doesn't have to be job related.
Yeah, it could be for the creativity and
to
keep the brain going.
I mean,
the question you have to put to anyone is like, do you read a book without visualising the pictures? And if that's the case, then, you know, because everybody taps into some sort of visualisation in terms of, you know, they can see the words.
With memories and
so that's how
imagination and stuff like that.